Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 10th, and the whole week ahead. Now Venus is going to move into Pisces. This is such beautiful news for you. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus into your ninth house. The ninth house is opportunity, it's travel, it's the exotic, and it's everything to do with learning and study. And with Venus there, the next few weeks, the more you can enhance your mind with the beautiful things of life, the better for you. Here's your Sunday stars. It's about relationships today, especially working relationships. And the more that you can appreciate somebody else, or somebody else appreciates what you can bring into their life, the better. It's about getting a balance in a partnership or a relationship. Because if it's a 50-50 thing, then that's good. It's all about give and take. And the more of that balance you've got, the better for you both. Here's your Monday stars. Here we're back to that seventh house dynamic, which is a you and somebody else. Now, maybe some of you haven't got somebody in your life, or you have a working relationship but not a personal relationship. Whichever way the cookie crumbles, this is certainly a time for you to address that side of your life, which is about you and someone else. Coupling up with someone may be a priority for some of you now, and if it is, concentrate on how you do it. Here's your Tuesday stars. A little bit of tension, a little bit of wariness around now, and it comes from a moon Uranus aspect, and they can always be a little bit disheveled and distracting, and that's a problem. You don't concentrate on priorities now, which can hardly be expected that you would do, considering there's a massive eclipse coming up. Watch your emotions. They could be all over the place at the moment. Keep control. And here's your Wednesday stars. Lots going on now because we're building up to the eclipse tomorrow. And this eclipse is certainly going to be one that moves a lot of things in your life. Moves things around. What is the preparation? Well, start getting your ducks in a row. Start organizing yourself in areas that will be classed as intimate, personal and private. Psychologically, you're about to undergo a massive change in your life. And here's your Thursday stars. Well, it's here. It's an eclipse, new moon in the sign of Aquarius. You need to look at my book, You Can Change Your Life, and you need to read about the eighth house. The eighth house is a difficult house. It's psychologically powerful. And it will mean over the next 6 months, this is your chance to get rid of obsessions and problems and difficulties that you find control you. And it's about you starting to control yourself and your life on your terms. Here's your Friday stars. Well, very much earlier in the week, Venus moved into Pisces. And this is such a beautiful aspect. If you're into the arts or anything creative, then today is an excellent day to see what your next move should be to bring beauty and joy and the artistic things of life into your world. And if you are going to go on a journey this year, then try to make it a cultural journey, one where you can see the beauty of the world.